Hi. Gay is not sin. And Jesus isn't asking the gay person to change and be straight. That's right. The Bible doesn't condemn gays. The Bible talks about a lot of things, and I know a lot of you are interested in Revelations and the soon return of Jesus Christ and what is about to happen and maybe what's next on the agenda. Well, there's a pattern, a real simple math problem which will pretty much set the stage for how it's going to work. And what I call it is 1260, 1235, 2335, not 1235, so it's 1260, 2335, and 1290. Now we have the tribulation period. That's 7 years long, and when you add all these types of numbers up, it doesn't look like that the math's coming out right. But there is specifics about these periods of time, and these periods of time fit inside the 7 year tribulation period. Now, 1260 days, we have a number of places in the Bible that talks about that the two witnesses are going to have a ministry that will last 1260 days. And lots of places are describing what it is that their ministry is going to be about. And this starts at the very first day of the trib, because the very first day of the trib, they're going to say to the rain, "Rain no more." The problem people have is trying to figure out who these two people are and what is this thing they're doing when they say to the rain they could shut up the rain for their ministry. So you have 1260 days that starts at the very beginning of the tribulation. Now, God is talking about a 2335 day period, which lots of people have lots of reasons of what, and you know, some of the Bible is really interesting, because you could take a story, then later on in the Bible it tells you another story, but it doesn't mean this story happened later or even before. What happens is the Bible often will tell a story, then he gets into a detailed part or from a little bit different angle, and you set that story in the other story, and they mesh together, and you could get a bigger picture. We still have this 7,000 year period of time, and we have lots of stories and lots of events that has happened in reality, in actual years that go by, that fit into a symbolism of the prediction, as it were, but not prediction, because it's telling the history in advance, of the events that are going to come. And so you have many stories in the Bible that gives you good information about the two witnesses, basically where they come from. And I'm not going to name a city. The Bible is talking about locations and directions and so forth. And some of the things that went on in their life before they actually began to minister to people. And so we have this 1260 days when they're going to actually stop the water. This water is pretty interesting, because it is something which we might hear as the former rain, the latter rain, and I always like to add in the mist in between. This is the water relationship that makes us feel like we're connected to Jesus, that we feel saved. We could talk about baptism, the Holy Spirit, or when we accept Jesus, he sends us a comforter. And so this, well, what all these things are in themselves significant, but there is this connection feature that when we accept Jesus, we're connected to him almost like we're wired to him. And so we feel saved. We like to say by faith we're saved, but we really don't know what faith really is in that if you were 100% saved. And at one point, when the two witnesses turns off the water, this is where we literally no longer are hardwired to Jesus. We're completely on this Wi-Fi thing. We have to connect remotely with no hardwire connection. This is where the true faith comes in. And this is where Christians are just going to go bonkers because all of a sudden they'll think Jesus forsook them. It's an exciting, interesting time that happens when the tribulation starts. Every Christian will be affected. Christians will go through the tribulation period for some point. The Bible talks about this 1260 days as a time of cleaning up Christians' act. Spank the church. You're forgiven of your sins, but you're not very clean. When the rapture takes place and you're going to be plucked out, the plucker is going to... You're so oily that you just slip out of their hands. You can't make it. You need something else to happen. And this takes these 1260 days. Now, so we're getting those 1260 days to get ready so we can be raptured. Satan has 1290 days. Well, we know that he goes all the way to the last day of the tribulation, so he... You go backwards and you find out his 1290 days crosses over the two witnesses for about 30 days. So he has 30 days to kill the two witnesses. And yes, people, you're going to help Antichrist kill them. The Bible also talks about 2335 days, which is 75 days after you're finished being washed and clean. And the you'll watch the two witnesses be killed. And then when they're dead, there's another 75 days. Now this 75 days is where we don't know the exact time. So there we have 1260, 2335, 1290. These are literal days. People, if you don't know Jesus, turn to him. Say, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. And that God rose you on the third day. Forgive me of my sin that come into my life. A simple prayer gets you saved. Now, if you're hurting, put your hands towards the monitor. In the name of Jesus, be healed. And ask Jesus to baptize you in the Holy Spirit.